You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechah Shabbos, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We'll try in lieu of the Rav. So we are continuing the discussion. We're at the bottom of Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. Two lines from the last line, actually. We are trying to figure out what to do with these two Tana de Rabbi Yishmaels, to make them not contradict each other. So the first resolution was Rava's resolution, where he just to remind us, the two Tana de Rabbi Yishmaels, one of them, the first one on the Amud, seemingly completely excluded any Shar Begadim, anything other than Semru Pishtim, from becoming Tamei. And the second time the Beit Rabbi Yishmael that we learned on this Amud, specifically learned an inclusion from Obeged to include camel wool, rabbit wool, goat hair, and different forms of silk to be included. So they seem to contradict. That could be. You could have two different Tanaim that contradict. But the Gemara tried to avoid that, and Rava gave the first resolution. But that it was a little bit problematic. It wasn't fully problematic, but a little bit, because that required understanding that Rava retracted his original interpretation, which is okay. That works. The Gemara then offered another answer. V'yibayis same, it was Rav Papa. Rav Papa's answer was it teaches us that kilayim are only tzemer ufishtim and not Shar Begadim, and that's what the first Tana of Rabbi Yishmael is not talking about. Tumah. He's not talking about what the second Tana of Rabbi Yishmael was talking about. He was saying that Af Kol comes to include Semer Ufishtim is the only things that you have. Those are the only materials that are involved in the Yisr of Kilayim. And the Gemara completely rejected that, because we know that explicitly from Sukkim, and that's the only way to understand the Sukkim. That's they're talking about Semer Ufishtim. You don't need to tell me that Kilayim Begadim is only by Semer Ufishtim. And now the Gemara is going to offer a third resolution, that of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, which is not, it's along the same lines, it's the same thought process as Rav Papa. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Af kol, the Lashon Af kol used in the first Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Lasuye Tzitzis, is coming to include Tzitzis. Rashi says, Delo Mechayve Tzitzis, Ela Bigde Tzemer Ufishtim. That we know that there is there's at least an assay, to have a tzitzis on your four-cornered garment. How do we define garment over there? Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael, the first one, is telling us that only tzemer ufishtim, only wool or flax or linen is going to need tzitzis, and therefore there's no contradiction. The first Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael wasn't saying that shar begadim can't become tamei, only tzemer ufishtim. He was saying tzemer ufishtim. Semer ufishtim, even if it's 3x3 etzbaos, and could be shar begadim are also able to become tamei. But specifically, the teaching is that tzitzis are only by semer ufishtim, and therefore there's no contradiction. He wasn't making a statement against shar begadim by tumah. He was making a statement against shar begadim by tzitzis. Now the Gemara is going to respond in a similar manner that it responded to Rav Papa at first. It says, Sisis behedya, ksiv lo silva shatnes tzemer ufishtim v'ksiv gedilin ta'aselecha. Right? Hold on, you're telling me that the big chiddush of Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, the first Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, the big chiddush is tzemer ufishtim, you only need tzitzis for tzemer ufishtim? He said, but we know that explicitly. I'm going to put behedya explicitly in quotation marks. It's not super explicit. It is a drasha, but the pasuk says, "Lo silbash shatnez semer ufishtim." It says, "Do not wear shatnez, the twisted threads of semer ufishtim." V'ksiv, and it says right after that, pasuk after, gedilim ta'aselecha. You shall make gedilim for yourselves. That which is twisted threads. So, and meaning that's the mitzvah of tzitzis. And what we learn from this juxtaposition, right, the Gemara in Yevamos, and over here it says Menachos and Nazir as well, discusses this, but if you ever learn at the beginning of Yevamos, it goes through this the sugya. So this juxtaposition of you can't wear shatnez of tsemer ufishtim, and the next pasuk is, and you on your begadim, your four corner begadim, you should have gedilim, you should have tzitzis. So the Gemara learns from this juxtaposition that you only need you only need tzitzis for tsemer ufishtim. That's the smichas psukim. So the Gemara is calling that behedya. But the bottom line is that we don't need Tanya Rabbi Yishmael to tell me that shar begadim don't require tzitzis, only tzemer ufishtim. We know that from a famous smicha in these psukim. So the Gemara responds, no, not so pashut. I would have thought that perhaps the halacha is in accordance with Rava. This is also quoted in the Gemara Yevamos and presumably the other places as well. I've only seen the Yevamos. De Rava Rami Ksiv, Rava quotes a contradiction. He says, Hakanaf, the Pasuk says, Hakanaf, right, this is in the Parsha of Tzitzis, right, in Parsha Shlach. So it says, Hakanaf, min kanaf, meaning the species of the corner, right? You're going to put the Tzitzis on the corner, on the kanaf, on something that is the species of the corner, meaning whatever beged you're wearing is going to require tzitzis, no matter what min it's made of, whether tzemer, whether fishtim, whether something else, whether cotton, whether silk, camel wool, whatever it might be, hakanaf, min kanaf. V'ksiv, tzemer o fishtim yachtav. However, we know the teaching we just quoted, that it's the of tzemer o fishtim. So which one is it? Our tzitzis, like we see in Sefer Dvarim, are tzitzis that it's tzemer ufishtim, based on that smicha, or tzitzis hakanaf min hakanaf, as we learn in Parsha Shlach, is it that tzitzis are whatever the garment is? So that's a contradiction Rava has, right? The contradiction doesn't make sense, right? Because the implication in Shlach from hakanaf min kanaf is that it's whatever the corner of the garment is made of, you will have tzitzis for it, no matter what the garment is. However, the implication in Sefer Dvarim is tzemer ufishtim, and that so it's only tzemer ufishtim. So it's tzemer ufishtim or even shar begadim. So this is the contradiction of Rava, and Rava explains as follows. He says, "Okay, so how is it possible? So tzemer ufishtim potrin bein meminan bein shelo beminan shar minin. So shar minin beminan potrin shelo beminan ein potrin." So we'll reread that again. That if you have tzitzis of tzemer ufishtim, that'll pater any garment, whether it's b'minan or lo b'minan, meaning whether the garment that you have is the same material as the tzitzis, the twisted threads, the tzitzis hanging down. So tzemer ufishtim, that's like universal donor, right? That tzemer ufishtim will work for any garment. Shar minin, but other types of begadim, other types of species of cloth, b'minan potrin. So what type of tzitzis pater the obligation? Tzitzis of that material. And shelo b'minan ain potrin. But if it's not of the same species, it can't. So the way Rava understands these psukim, these two different sources, in Sefer Dvarim and Sefer Bamidbar, the way Rava understands it is that all begadim require tzitzis, but tzemer ufishtim are specified because those uniquely can pater any type of four-corner garment, as opposed to other materials that can only pater the only tzitzis of that material can pater the beged. So you might think that this is the halacha, that the halacha is in accordance with Rava. Comes Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to say, comes Tanna d'Beit Rabbi Yishmael, the first one, to say, no. Af kol comes to include that shar begadim don't have tzitzis. It's not like what Rava said. The halacha is not in accordance with Rava. So now Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel is not unnecessary. We've said, wait, Tana Debei Shmuel is coming, according to Nachum Bar Yitzchak, is coming to lasuya tzitzis. We said tzitzis behedya ksiv. That's explicit. Says the Gemara, no, it's not so explicit, because you might think like Rava that shar begadim do require tzitzis. It has to be of its type. So Kamash Malan, no. Some of that, I mean, Rava Kamash Malan. Okay, we're not done with this. Amar Rav Acha Bereda Rava the Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said to Rav Ashi, Latana de Rabbi Yishmael, Maishna L'inyan Tuma de Merabe Shar Begadim. So he says that according to the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, what's the difference that regarding Tuma, we include other Begadim? Meaning the way that Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak just explained Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, right, or the two Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, is that Tana de Rabbi Yishmael includes Shar Begadim. Shar begadim can also become tame. However, by tzitzis, not. Not tame. But by tzitzis, they don't require tzitzis. So there's a chiluk here, according to Tana Beit Rabbi Shmuel, assuming we're trying to put the two opinions together, the two Tana Beit Rabbi Shmuel, and say it's the same, they hold the same thing, whether Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak understands it. So there's a chiluk between begadim, shar begadim, that they can become tame, but shar begadim don't require tzitzis. So he says le'inyan tuma de merabe shar begadim diksiv obeged, because it says obeged hachanami lema l'rabo shar begadim me'asher techaseba. So he says we should, right? So we included shar begim. Tana Rabbi Yishmael included shar begadim that could become tame if there's 3x3 tefachim from the extra word obeged, the obeged. So here too, we have an extra phrase that we should use to be inclusive and include shar begadim and tzitzis as well. What does the pasuk say? Me'asher tichase ba. It says that, right? So it's talking about begadim, me'asher tichase ba, that you cover with it, right? So yes, obviously, all clothing you cover with it. So this phrase is extra, asher tichase ba. So that should be a reason to include something beyond just tzemer u'vishtim for tzitzis, right? So why do we not include that? We should think right over here, asher techaseba. Oh, so also shar begadim require tzitzis. The Gemara responds, hahu lasuye ksus suma huda asa. No, we use that asher techaseba is necessary to teach to include that the ksus suma, the clothing of a blind person, also requires tzitzis, meaning tzemer ufishtim of a blind person also requires tzitzis, right? You might think not. Does Rashi tell us why here? So yeah, we'll see in a moment in this brisa. The time, as we went to the brisa, ur isem oso, and you shall see it. You shall see the tzitzis. So prat liksus laila. What is it? You should see it. This is teaching us a halacha that it excludes pajamas, nighttime clothing, because nighttime clothing is typically worn in the nighttime. That's why they call it that. And the ksus laila, therefore, is typically not seen. So it doesn't fall in the category ur isem oso. Therefore, you don't have to wear tzitzis for ksus laila. So now the brisa says, ata omer prat l'ksus laila. You're suggesting right now that ur isem oso comes to exclude ksus laila. Oh, ena ela prat l'ksus suma. But maybe it's coming to exclude the ksus of a suma. Meaning maybe no. This ur isem oso teaches me that a blind person doesn't need to wear tzitzis. Ur isem oso doesn't mean that no, it's daytime clothing, nighttime. No, it means that a blind person doesn't wear tzitzis because it's ur isem oso, you're supposed to see them. He doesn't see them. So how do you know that ur isem oso is excluding ksus laila, not excluding ksus suma? So kishu omer asher techase ba. So when the pasuk says that which you cover, you mean that's what you use to cover. So ksus laila, right? Techase ba harik ksus suma. So that's coming to that. So that shows us don't understand uri isem oso as excluding susuma, because it says that which you cover with, and the a blind person covers himself with ksus as well. So right, meaning we need asher tekaseba to tell us uri isem oso does not exclude ksus suma. So emar ha mani mekayim uri isem oso prat l'ksus laila. Right, so you say from here, how am I mekayim uri isem oso? It comes to exclude ksus laila. So the combination of uri isem oso and asher tekasebo teaches me that uri isem oso is not excluding ksus suma. It's only, so what does it come to exclude? It must be ksus laila. And therefore, we can't use asher tekasebo. We can't use that to teach us. We can't use that to include Shar Begadim in the requirement for Tzitzis. Now the Gemara says, hold on. Umar Isa l'rabo suma olotzi ksus laila. What did you see that made you want to include suma and to exclude ksus laila? Right? That, right, why does Asher Tekasebo, why does that, you know, go to the ksus laila, exclude the ksus, or include the ani, sorry, not the ani, the suma, more than the ksus laila? Right? Maybe it's the other way around. Right? Right. So, because Rabba ni ksus suma, shieshna ber'ia itzel achirim. So ksus suma, there is still re'ia, right? This is the response that ksus, right? Because re'isam says you should see it. So which one is this excluding? Ksus laila or ksus suma? People still see the ksus suma. People don't see the ksus laila. Right. I mean, you can, you know, but in general, it's nighttime clothing. People won't see it. So it makes more sense to include that. Ve'ema l'rabos shar begadim. So the Gemara responds, okay, fine. So if I had to choose ksus suma or ksus laila, which one is or isem so excluding? And asher tekasebo means I'm excluding one of them. So I'm including one of them. So it makes sense that I would exclude ksus laila and include ksus suma. But ve'ema l'rabos shar begadim. Maybe asher tekasebo is coming to include l'rabos shar begadim. So the Gemara responds, mistavra, it's more logical that koi betsemer ufishtim, mirab betsemer ufishtim. That since we're talking about wool and linen, the first thing we would include would be other types of tzemer ufishtim. Koi betsemer ufishtim, rabbi shar begadim. Are we going to be talking about tzemer ufishtim and then start to include shar begadim? Meaning, I think the Gemara is saying is that shar begadim is another step away. That it's more of a jump. If I have to include something, right? I know that there's an obligation of tzitzis by tzemer ufishtim. And now I see an asher tekasebo, an inclusionary pasuk, right? An inclusionary phrase. So what am I going to include? So I know there are two things that might be a little bit on the outside. One of them is ksus suma, and the other one is shar begadim. So it's more of a jump to include shar begadim. Rather, it's less of a jump to include ksus suma, which is wool and linen. It's the same material. So that's what the Gemara says, and the Gemara accepts that. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak's answer, it works out. We can interpret the first Tanna by Rabbi Shmuel to be referring to tzitzis and not tuma, and there is no contradiction Tanna by Rabbi Shmuel. And it's to teach us that we don't hold like Rava. Okay. Omar Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'sumchus amr davar echad. This is the type of statement that made all the trouble in the first place. So Abaye says, he said this at the top of the previous daf as well. He says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, this famous teaching we had of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, is actually in accordance with the separate shita of sumchus. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had amran. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that which we have previously stated, right? And we'll see in a minute what that is. We'll do a quick chazara on that statement. And hadamran sumchus detanya, and sumchus that which we learned in the following brisa, sumchus omer sichcha betavi psula mibnei shemetma metama binagayim. So let's take a reminder of the original teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, because we spent it's on Chaf Vav Mabez off the bottom. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, "Kol yotze mina eitz, anything that comes out of the out of anything that's planted, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, umisachin bo chutz mi pishtan." So anything that grows from the ground, we don't have the din of shalosh al shalosh, doesn't become tame, and you can use it as schach. The exception is pishtan. Flax is the exception, which can become tame, and you cannot use it as schach. So what does Simchos say over here? Simchos says that sichacha betavi psula. If somebody uses tavi, which is spun threads, so they are puzzle. It is puzzle schach. Mnei shematma b'negayim, because they are tame, because they can contract the tumas negayim. And so Rashi over here says, Hol matal b'negayim dichsiv o b'shesi o b'erev, v'hu adin nami le'unin mi sheyis lavnu. That this is going to be the same din I think the Gemara is about to elaborate, but it's going to be the same din for unin, right? These bundles of flax that were whitened. V'haydi nakat tivi lashminan to tivi mitame miyad tivisu, right? So the fact that it says that they were spun threads, it shows that they're tame miyad, but it's lav dafka. It's lav dafka. So what it's saying over here is that this schach, right? So somebody takes these. We're talking about, by the way, the threads that we're talking about. We're talking about flax threads. So these are that's why it's the same shita. So according to Sumchus, you're not allowed to use these spun flax threads for schach. Same as Rosh Hashanah Lazar. You're not allowed to use. You're not allowed to use flax for schach. That's the exception of something that grows on the ground, but it is mekabel tuma. So now the Gemara asks, Keman, there are two. It looks like there are two. Let's read on in the Gemara, and then we'll take a look at Rashi over here. So Kiman, so whom is this in accordance with? Ki hai Tana, like the following Tana. Ditznan, as we learn in the Mishnah, Shesi ve'erev matame b'negayim miyad. So the Shesi and the Erev, right, are the Shesi and the Erev are the two different types of threads, the warp and the woof. I forgot which one is which. So they become tame right away. Divrei Reb Meir, and that's what Reb Meir says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hashesi Mishayishle VaErev Miyad. So the Shesi becomes after it's been taken out of the pot that it was in, like it was cooked or stirred in a pot, and the Erev comes immediately. That becomes can become tummy right away. But unin shel pishtan and a bundle of flax, misha yislavnu. So that comes that the bundle of flax becomes tame, can become tame, susceptible to tumah, as soon as it is whitened. So this is before it's spun into threads, and it could still become tame. So what this indicates is that the way Abaye understood Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that even the flax that's not yet spun, it's you know, susceptible to becoming tame, and therefore you can't use it as schach, and that's in accordance with Sunkos. So just this command, Rashi seems to have two understandings over here. I didn't get a chance to properly understand at least two understandings of this question of Kiman. It says Amra Sumchus Lahakara Meir, Adamar Matama Miyach Nitva, that Sumchus says this is in accordance with the Reb Meir, that he's Matame, that it comes Tame immediately after it's spun. I'm not sure how that makes sense. I don't know what this version of the question of the Gemara is. Lishnacharina Kiman Amra Abaye, but another shot is that in accordance with whom is Abaye saying lahai milsada he chutz mi pishtan dafka kamar afagav delav beged, that right, Abaye seems to be saying a big chiddush that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that even if it's pishtan, right, Rav Shimon ben Elazar uses the lashon of pishtan, he doesn't say big day pishtan or some sort of like, you know, garment of pishtan that he's going to use as schach. He just says pishtan, straight up flax, meaning it's not even spun yet and still susceptible to tumah. So that's a little bit of a chiddush. So how, like, which, is there a tana that Abaye is saying this in accordance with? L'hai milsada, he chutz mi pishtan dafka kamar. When Abaye says chutz mi pishtan, he's saying specifically pishtan kamar. Afagav delav beged, even though it's not yet a beged. V'al karchach, afilu unin b'mashma, and based on that, also we would say that bundles would also be included in that category of non yet made into a beged pishtan, and that would be excluded. Ama unin matami b'negayim. So we see that a bundle of flax would be matami b'negayim based on Abaye. I mean, the way Abaye understands Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even a bundle of flax not yet made into a beged would be Mitame Negayim. So, who's that? What Tana are you holding like? So, Kietana Ki Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mishisilavnu, when it's whitened in a tanur, but it's not yet spun, still the flax will become Tame. And that is I have to do more to understand the first pshat in Rashi, the first pshat in Kaman of how to understand the Gemara. It'll be a different way to learn the Gemara, I assume, or at least this last piece. Okay, we'll start the new Mishnah. Anything that comes out of a tree, or out of the ground maybe, you don't light with it. Ella pishtan, the only plant that you can light with is pishtan. V'chol yotzi mina eitz ena matami tumas olim ela pishtan. And anything that comes out of like a tree, it's not matame tumas ohalim, it's right to be give over tuma as being like, meaning anything that you would make into a roof, it would be matame ohel. The exception is pishtan. So the Gemara asks, Minelan de pishtan ikri eitz. How do we know that pishtan is called an eitz? A flax? It's a flax tree? Is that really called, you know, a tree or wood? Marzuch says, Damakra, because the pasuk says, Vihi helasam hagaga v'titimenein bepishtaya eitz. That when Rachav, right, this is Parag Beis of Yoshua, when Rachav was hiding the two meraglim that came in to spy out Yericho, the land, so it says that she hid them in pishtei eitz, in flax of the tree, mashma, that flax is included in the category of eitz, and we will hold it here for now.